Today we're going to talk about Bitcoin. I'm going to keep it short this episode. I'm still recovering from my last surgery. And I want to share this. This is a common mistake that I see many people they make all the time. And what is that? Is that people want to do the things when it's late. And in the case of Bitcoin, we don't know if it's going to keep going up or what. But reality is that the time to invest was in the, I think in the year 21 or 22 when it hit like $15,000 or it was below $20,000. In many of these investment vehicles, when the prices are more affordable, people try to run away from it. And if you are in the case and now you are not sure if you want to invest or not, the question is, do you have money that you can just sit on Bitcoin for more than 5 or 10 years? And if the answer is yes, I would say that it's a good idea to place your money, to park your money on this asset. But if you're trying to invest money that you will need within 6 months or 3 months, that is money that you will need to pay your bills or you will need to start your business, I would say try to invest that money in yourself first and second in your business. We are going to check some common mistakes that a lot of people do. Also, I'm going to give you, not like a long podcast, but an idea why Bitcoin is going up. And at the end, some ways, some parallel ways that you can take advantage of inflation. Because basically, Bitcoin is a way to hedge inflation. That was the reason it was created. Because central banks, they can create money whenever they want. So if governments and central banks and also companies can print money, how can you counter that and protect your money / your energy? We are going to check that on this podcast. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, inglesparacholos.com. And if you want to follow this podcast, you can go to uncolvalta.com and it's going to redirect you to my personal WhatsApp channel. For people who follow my Instagram, Tio Valta, you already know I had like a nose surgery. I had a nose surgery on Friday. And it's interesting how technology progresses. I remember my first nose surgery was when I was 18 years old, in the year 2004, 2005. And the process was very hardcore. Now I'm recovering fast. In less than 3 days, you are almost ready to go. So interesting to, I wanted to share that with you. Let's go here with the situation. Bitcoin is going up because now, before, was basically people buying Bitcoin. People that have hope that Bitcoin was kind of freedom, was the future and all the shit. After that, you start to have some companies that enter to the market. You have this company called MicroStrategy from Michael Saylor, who start to add Bitcoin in their balance sheet as an asset. When that happened, later we have the countries like El Salvador start also to store Bitcoin as a legal tender, como un medio de pago. And now the gates are open. A lot of companies are doing the same. You have now the ETF from the pension funds, the investment funds, allocating money there. And if only 1% or 2% of the money from these pension funds goes to Bitcoin, easily we are talking about $501 million per Bitcoin. So a lot of money. If you check the price now, the price more or less is $67,000. So imagine that you buy an apartment for $67,000 and you can sell it in $1 million in less than 5 years. Will be like goofy, will be like a puta ofertón deal. But at the same time, when we have these big players coming to the market, we need to understand that these players they are not going to allow us to make money so easily. And precisely the reason why these big players, companies and pension funds and investment funds make so much money is because they know how to destroy the projections and the hope of the small investments. They know how to break hands. If they allow one asset class that go in a straight line, what is going to happen? All the money from the other assets will jump to Bitcoin. So they cannot allow that, because if that happens, they are the ones that are going to lose more resources. So eventually, more or less, you cannot forecast the future, but what I imagine is going to happen, if you check a technical analysis of Bitcoin, seems that it's going to keep going up, but eventually they will try to create a strong event that destroy again the price. If you check this, the the history of Bitcoin usually is basically higher peaks and higher lows, but the peaks tend to be shorter and the lows tend to be longer. Not lower, but longer. So be careful, because maybe you can be entering in maybe when it's about to go down again. So what is my take here? What can you do? What is the important part? Is that in this time, if you have invested in Bitcoin, because I invested when it was $17,000, I only placed like $1,500. So my $1,500 now are worth it $6,300. Good money. I should have invested more, but I didn't want to take a big risk. But what can you do? I would say, let's try to find parallel ways to enjoy inflation. One way is try to hire all the labor that you can. For example, I have been hiring coaches, entrenadores. I have been hiring even my nose surgery. Everything that requires money, that is labor, try to place your money there, because the labor is going up. La mano de obra. The labor is the last thing that haven't gone up yet. So enjoy what the price is still affordable. The second one is, if you sell products or you want to sell products, try to sell in bulk. A lot of my customers, for example, people who used to buy me one Babilonio, now they are buying me five Babilonios in one block. Why? Because they have the money. That's why inflation exists, because it's too much money for little assets. They are trying to buy in bulk. So if you can sell bulk prices to people are happy to buy it. And the other one, this is a good time also to sell some assets, because people are craving investment opportunities. As you know, I have some plots of land. Tengo unos lotecitos en Chincha. And yesterday I test the market. I upload two of them on Instagram, and I start to receive a lot of requirements. So if you can sell, if you can build some assets that people can use as an investment vehicle, that is also a good way to take advantage of this situation. So just to wrap this little podcast, I'm still recovering my voice. I can tell you, Bitcoin, I believe, has a future. You never know if the future is going to be now or later. So try not to have this home run strategy. Many people, that's how they see their finance. They say, I want to find this good investment that is going to solve my problems. Usually the solution for your personal finance is not the home run. It's first start fixing your foundation, that is your lifestyle. Second is your skills. Once that you build your skills, you build your business, that is your own asset. And these own assets, the job of this own asset is to start buying other assets. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, let's solve our problems in order. If you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp at +51 9890 23 9886 if you want to work with me to buy supplements, Inglés para Cholos, or the audiobooks.